Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as part of the series looking at how climate change may particularly impact some communities here, our reporter Brian O'Connell joins me in studio now. You were in West Clare last week for us, Brian, looking at how small rural communities are preparing for the worst. Where to this week?
I thought we'd move a little bit up the coast and look at how our cities are prepared and what may be in store for them should climate change and sea level rise continue on the trajectory it's on at the moment. So I went to Galway City. I mean, it has experienced some severe weather events and flooding in recent years. Particularly, we know some communities are under threat, and we know this partly because of the work of researchers and academics in NUI Galway. They, along with the use of these supercomputers, have been able to predict and model where the worst impacts of climate change are likely in terms of our landscape.
And what have they been able to determine?
Well, I went to the Irish Centre for High-End Computing in NUI Galway and I met with climate scientist Alistair McKinstry. He's also a Green Party councillor for Connemara South. Now, he began by telling me about the very high-tech work ongoing in NUI Galway, and this should inform how we may live our lives in the decades ahead.
We basically use high-end computers, supercomputers, to solve science problems.
And in terms of climate change then, Alistair, you're looking at what the landscape is going to look like as this continues.
Yes, we run on behalf of the EPA, Metair and others, the climate modelling for Ireland. And the aim is to basically come up with a definitive set of projections as to what climate change means for Ireland, what we then need to do about all of that in terms of projections and in terms of adaptations and mitigation activities. So we do modelling in the current project for the 2040-2060 range, and then for the global projects all the way up to 2100 and beyond.
So tell me what I'm looking at here.
Okay, so we're looking here at the projections in terms of temperature and rainfall for Ireland for the 2040-2060 range.
So give me the bad news.
We're actually one of the luckiest countries in the world in terms of the weather, in terms of the immediate impacts in Ireland. We're quite well mediated by the rainfall, etc. So we will have to pay attention more to the impacts in terms of agriculture, in terms of food supplies elsewhere in the world. We are seeing wetter winters, drier summers. We're seeing about 1 to 2 degrees temperature changes over the period up to 2040-2060. We are seeing increases in heavy rainfall days. In the summer, we see drier periods, but when we do see rain in the summer periods, we're seeing a change in the form of that rainfall. It's becoming more in the form of heavy downpours.
So flooding will obviously be a concern,
yeah.
And flash flooding and flooding where there may not have been flooding previously.
Yes. So there's a lot of work to figure out what this actually means in terms of context.
I also asked Alistair McKinstry, in terms of the modelling he's involved with in NUI Galway, can it predict what areas are most at risk in a city like Galway should climate change continue on its current path?
It's a kind of $64 billion question. How much rainfall do you need to prepare for? Longer term, the challenge is sea level rise. That is a planning challenge for the cities and rural areas.
So bearing that in mind, what you're saying, should we be building, and I know in a lot of our cities we're building towards the sea now, in dockland areas, for example, should we be doing that?
No. We do a five-year city development plans, county development plans, and that's the level of the timescale that we're working at. But all of that planning is in the hands of our local authorities who are only working on those timescales. There's a disconnect between the work that we are doing percolating through it to national government, to not hitting the planning process at local level.
Because I'd imagine those new developments, 20 years, 30 years time, fine, 50 years time?
They're not. And the kind of thing that we need to be thinking about is hospitals, schools, etc., and what we build and where we build it. So when we know an area is going to be flooded in the next 50 to 100 years, we can build certain what we call water compatible infrastructure. We can build public parks. So we can build public parks and public areas along the beach. We can build warehouses that can be evacuated. We absolutely can't build schools and hospitals. So if we build large-scale public apartments for accommodation along the coastline, there won't be, we won't be building schools within walking distance. The schools will be way, you know, 2 or 3 kilometres inland where the land is dry.
Stark warnings there. And I know that Alistair's work has produced very detailed maps of the areas, the coastal areas that are going to be affected. And that's been widely circulated in Galway. Are the people of Galway, citizens and politicians alike, paying heed, do you think?
Sort of depends on who you talk to be honest. I mean, if you say to people there shouldn't be any more development, for example, near Sorrel Till because of what the modelling might tell us, you will get pushback naturally from some people whose livelihoods depend on that very area. But even in those areas, for people who have benefited from tourism, they have already been impacted by climate change. For example, I met some business interests and some environmental campaigners, and I'd actually hope to meet someone from the famous Leisureland complex. It's celebrating its 50th year next year because they had significant flooding issues in recent years. Now, facilities manager Ian Brennan was on holidays, but he very kindly took a call from me.
We were flooded in 2014, and there's very good flood protection measures were put in since then. We would have been flooded maybe 5 times since, except for the flood protection measures. But the flood protection measures proved themselves, and they proved that they work.
From 1973 onwards, like the 80s and the 90s, was flooding as big an issue?
No, the building was built in 73 and I came in 1993, and there was a very small flood in January 94, and a very minor flood. Then the next big flood then was 2014, and that was a total flooding of the facility. It would have happened 5 or 6 times since.
How have you tried to make yourself more resilient towards it?
A big dike, if you like, an impervious dike was built around the front down to the side. We built a flood protection wall around the whole facility, 0.5 metre higher than the highest point of the flood. And then the entire place was tanked again so that even if it did flood again, we'd literally pump out and we'd be able to resume business with minimum damage, you know, that we'd never have the same, the same year downtime again ever if it did happen again. But it's proved itself, and we've never flooded since, even though the road outside us was 5 or 6 feet flooded since, you know.
And you probably have seen the modelling. Galway City is right in the firing line if the sea level continues to rise as predicted.
I know that they're going to be doing works down the Prom in the near future, and hopefully that'll resolve the situation, you know.
So that was Ian Brennan in Leisureland in Galway. Now, I also met with Pete Kelly. He's a manager with the local business group in Sorrel Till. We talked a little bit about the changes that may be coming and how willing people are to adapt and change the way they live. I met Pete just on the Prom in Sorrel Till.
The whole notion of climate change is something that it's very, very difficult for people to get their head around, because in the media quite a lot you will have, you know, the scientists are on and they're giving you the technical stuff, a lot of jargon and stuff like that. Then you'll have the naysayers on the other side that say, "That's grand, there's nothing happening." So for the ordinary Joe Bloggs, it could be quite hard to get your head about it. The weather interventions, if that's the right word, they're becoming more frequent and they're becoming more extreme. Like, we would have always, I grew up around here, and we would, you know, experience lashing rail and a big wind in the winter, you know, and it'd be grand, really. You could stand out there in the Prom. But in recent years, we've had a few storms here, like that rip up chunks of concrete. And we're going, what the hell's happening here? Because we never really thought that the sea would have that amount of power. From a business perspective then, we have had a few instances in the last 5 to 10 years. We've had people who can't get insurance anymore.
So what can you do? Because having spent time with some of the scientists this morning, they're quite clear that we need to build more inland. We need to retreat, if you like.
Right. The theory is great. The practicality is people living right here in houses that were built over 100 years ago. And whether it's the right thing to do or not, they're not going to do it. Like, people are not going to move. And I know that the city council are looking at flood defences for the Sorrel Till, Galway City and that, because the city gets flooded quite a bit. It'll be another 2 years before they start building. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of communities were talking to me about being more climate resilient, because climate change is happening.
Do you?
It's not like we can stop it here in Sorrel Till.
Yeah. You see, that's a nice tagline. I'm not 100% sure what that means, being climate resilient. You know, I mean, do you buy an extra raincoat in the winter, or, like, I don't know. Like, you see, we have all these trite sayings and it's very difficult to figure out exactly what they mean. I think in general it's a real challenge for society, because we're not very good as a country at looking 20 years down the road.
a real challenge, as he says, and hard choices are going to have to be made here. But it's clearly, it's a conversation that they are beginning in a very real way in Galway.
Yeah, and we heard it in Carrigaholt last week as well. Communities are having these conversations now. Galway, the big focus will be on, for example, the major flood defence scheme, which is needed. It could take 7 years to complete, and you're looking at a cost of over 9 billion euro. I talked to many other people, for example, horticulturalist Lynn O'Keefe. She lives near Kinvara, and she was telling me that it's difficult for her having to commute. She drives a diesel car. The options aren't there on the ground yet to adapt the way she lives her life. So she felt that real system changes are needed.
What are you going to look at next?
I think next week we'll look a little bit at how households can decarbonise. So the energy crisis, what changes we can make in our own lives. Solar panels, we heard Shane Bergen talking about, or the transport changes that perhaps will help us become more, to use that phrase, climate resilient.
Brian, thank you very much. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, they say. We hear about the importance of emotional resilience after the break.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.